Welcome to the Lister Health Talks podcast, hosted by Lieutenant Colonel Garrett Holt, the commander of Lister Army Health Clinic and the health services director at Fort Novosel. Each month, listen in as the team focuses their discussion on relevant, relatable content that empowers your health and the readiness of the force. In today's show, let's join the Lister command team as they share their thoughts to help make this a very healthy, happy holiday season.
Well, hello, Fort Novosel, Lieutenant Colonel Garrett Holt here, the commander for Lister Army Health Clinic and the host for the Lister Health Talks podcast. I'd like to welcome you back to, I believe it's episode 9, but it is definitely the next episode in a long list of episodes. If you haven't had a chance to listen to any of them, I encourage you to go back. We create content that stands the test of time. Regardless of the month that you're listening in, I think you're going to find a lot of value from it. And so I encourage you to dive into that. Some of my favorite episodes, frankly, is just the first one, where you get to hear a lot about our staff and not their connection, not only in their professional setting, but also how maybe they have received care here in their very, very early days as well. Hey, it's been an exciting year as we're kind of closing out. We've done a lot of developments over the past year. If you haven't already tried our Q Anywhere as part of a new pharmacy script, we encourage you to do so. It's a great way to interact with us and engage with us in the pharmacy space. Of course, we introduced the patient portal as part of our MHS Genesis rollout. We've been hiring all kinds of new staff, and we are really excited about the next year as we're continuing to gain some more staff. And I got to be honest, these aren't just actions that are replacing people who have departed, but we're actually hiring some more staff to increase our access and the quality and the excellent healthcare that we provide you each and every day. Well, hey, I'm going to jump into our content for today. It is the holiday season. I hope everyone had a very wonderful, filling, restful, and recovery-filled Thanksgiving holiday. Hey, we're going to jump into the next portion of the holidays as we kind of look into the latter part of December. You may be traveling, or maybe you're just staying here. Hey, we want to kind of go through the room and talk a little bit about that. I've got a big, full room today, so we're going to kind of go through it. I'm really excited to be welcoming my guest. To my right here is my battle buddy, Sergeant Major Meredith Green. I'd like to welcome you, as well as I have Major Blaine Rankin, another new guest on the show here today. He's my deputy commander for administration. A returning guest is Lieutenant Colonel Regina Thorpe. She's the deputy commander for nursing and patient services. And of course, over here to my left, another returning guest, Lieutenant Colonel Bart Wilkerson, the deputy commander for clinical services. Welcome to all of you.
So great to be here.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. Well, so we're going to dive right in again. The topic is holiday plans and safety and health promotion therein. Hey, I'm going to pass it over to Major Blaine Rankin, the Deputy Commander for Administration, to kind of talk us through a little bit of his thoughts. Major Rankin, he oversees a lot of how you might interact with us, from referral management and TRICARE operations and a lot of that front end piece that, once you've kind of seen your provider inside the clinic, how do you continue to make sure the rest of your healthcare is managed as it should be excellently. So, Major Rankin, what thoughts do you have for our listeners?
Yeah, so just recently, over Thanksgiving, I traveled to North Carolina with the family for the first time, coming out of the COVID break. And what we like to do is, it's pretty inevitable that someone might get sick on our trip. So what we like to do is kind of create little cold packs, over-the-counter things for the kids, bring any medications. And when we bring medications, a nice little thing to have is the calendar little boxes where you can put your prescription in for every day, so that you know you have the correct amount. Oh, wow. Over the 7 days or the time frame that you're traveling with little ones. But it's also important to know that, if someone does get sick, if say my 5 or 7 year old gets sick and they need to go to an urgent care, and you're not in the local area you're traveling, you can go on to the humanamilitary.com website, and on there there's a little box that says find a provider, and you can just type in urgent care and the zip code, and it will pull up all the in-network urgent care centers in that area for you. It'll tell you exactly where to go. With family members, you do not need a referral for urgent care. Okay. But the urgent care facility needs to be in-network.
Do we see a lot of folks, or even just a couple of folks from time to time, that go to an urgent care that are not going to an in-network urgent care?
Yes, all the time. And sometimes the way that TRICARE sees that is it's a fee-for-service, and there might be a bill associated with it. We will work with you. You can see our managed care department, which is right inside the front door, and we'll work with you with those instances.
Yeah, that's great. So what I'm hearing you say is, if you are a family member, clear to go, but probably good to check online really quick to make sure you're in network with our urgent care. But for an active duty service member, remind me one more time, am I allowed to go straight to an urgent care, or where am I going?
No, so active duty service members are required to have a referral. The best way for a active duty service member to get a referral is to call the Nurse Advice Line, which is 1-800-TRICARE-OPTION-1. You'll speak to a nurse, and then they will ask you what area you're in, and they will put a referral in for you and tell you what facility in that area to go to.
Yeah, that's great. I can tell from a different assignment, I actually use the Nurse Advice Line, and I'll be perfectly honest with you. I have full trust in them, not because I'm just supposed to, but in all honesty, in the condition that I had, had I not followed exactly what they were advising me to do, I would have been in needless to say, I would have been having a lot more treatment for a longer period of time. I'll leave it at that. So it's a great number to call for any need if you're out and about. But in this case, if you need something really urgent, you can go to urgent care and the Nurse Advice Line. Great place to start for active duty. So I really appreciate that. Thanks, Major Rankin. Hey, you know, we were talking about prescriptions. First of all, Major Rankin, you're much more organized than I am when I go on trips. that is fantastic. That being said, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Thorpe, my Deputy Commander for Nursing and Patient Services, one of her oversight areas is the pharmacy. And, you know, it got me thinking about our over-the-counter pharmaceutical plan. Can you walk me through a little bit of that?
Sure, absolutely. I think it's going to be a great way if you want to become a little bit more organized with your at-home medications. But the pharmacy has this program for both adults and pediatric patients. You can come to the front desk. There's actually a table of flyers, and on the table of flyers, there is a handout of over-the-counter medications that are provided to patients at no cost. You'll have to pull a number from the kiosk and wait to get the over-the-counter medication. But it's a fantastic opportunity. So that way, in the middle of the night, if you have a kid that has a fever, you already have Tylenol or Motrin that's readily available for you and at no cost for you.
Hey, a couple other things I wanted to talk to you about, Lieutenant Colonel Thorpe. You know, the other part of your deputy commander role is, one is, of course, first and foremost, is the nursing aspect, but the other part is patient services. You know, some of the other things outside of pharmacy that you help to keep an eye on for us and manage is the Exceptional Family Member Program. I know this is, while that may not be involved in people's holiday travel plans, it's something to consider during this time of the year. Anyway, any thoughts on that?
Absolutely. It's always something, you know, we kind of put this in the back of our mind, you know, hey, I'm not going to PCS until the summer. I have plenty of time to prepare. But this is actually the perfect opportunity. If you know you or your family are PCSing overseas, this is the perfect opportunity for your family members and or yourself to get that annual physical conducted. That is going to be required for any overseas or OCONUS PCS. So it's something to kind of keep in mind and plan for. We do kind of see a little dip in our appointments for our EFMP team around this time frame. So if there's some openings, you know, between holiday planning and parties, this is a perfect opportunity to schedule those appointments.
Yeah, and it seems that the dip every year is followed by a sharp increase. Correct. In March and April because everybody, oh, no, oh, God,
the
get this done.
Right.
Well, that's good. And then the last thing I wanted to ask about very briefly is flu shots. You know, let's say I missed the many, many flu campaign drives that we had going on. How do I, as a beneficiary, get a flu shot?
Yeah, so it is not too late to get the flu shot. Period. And especially as we're traveling around through the holidays, I'm sure everyone saw maybe an uptick in sicknesses after traveling for the Thanksgiving holidays. So I would highly advise you all to walk into our immunizations clinic. They do take walk-in throughout the day and just get that flu shot done. You can always get it off post, but you know, obviously I'd like to support my immunizations team as much as possible.
Well, I'm going to pass it over to Lieutenant Colonel Wilkerson, our Deputy Commander for Clinical Services. Can you talk us through a little bit about our services during the holiday period?
Absolutely, sir. So holiday block leave this year goes from December 20th to January 2nd. So we do have some limited hours at times during that period.
Hey, I want to circle to something else that, you know, as a returning guest, we got a lot of positive feedback from a previous episode that you were on, a huge foot stomp for everybody to go back and listen to previous episodes, but some positive feedback regarding some of your advice with, you know, how to handle the summer, you know, safely. Any advice for our listeners as it relates to, you know, now that we're kind of entering this colder period, I can't believe it, there is a colder period in Alabama. What advice you'd have for our listeners?
Yeah, especially the last couple of days, it's been a little frigid in the mornings, and even though we are in the South, we deal a lot with sun, heat, and humidity in the winter. Mostly because we've adjusted to that heat and humidity, that cold, dry air can really take us by surprise. That translates into dry, cracked, scaly, irritated skin. So probably the biggest complaint in the winter months for all dermatologists really is what to do about dry skin. And, you know, intuitively, we all think moisturizer, right? And there's something to that, right? You use moisturizer, it's going to do well for you. But there's some things that you can do with your daily habits that can help the moisturizer work a little bit better. One is just correct the dry air in your home. So cold air is dry, but then we kick on that furnace, we kick on that gas fireplace or wood fireplace. That sucks more moisture out of the air. So we're really working against that. So just get a filtered cool mist humidifier, plug that thing in at night, puts moisture into the air, and also kind of helps you sleep a little bit. So that's one thing we can all do. And then our bathing, how we bathe in the winter is really important. So we recommend warm, not hot, short instead of long. And then as soon as you come out of that bath or shower, get a moisturizer on the skin. The thicker the moisturizer, the better, especially in the winter months. So if you're using a lotion, maybe now it's time for a cream or even an emollient like a Vaseline or a petrolatum-based product. That's going to help soak in or keep that moisture soaked into the skin, and we call that the soak and smear technique. So you can utilize that. It's very effective, and just really basic skincare tips that's going to make your winter a little bit better.
Wow, I have learned so much because I am the first to get very dry as we enter these months. No, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I also wanted to ask you a question about medical readiness. You know, I look at our stats pretty routinely. I know you know that because I ask questions about them. And I know there's many listeners out there. I'm looking at you. Yes, if you've checked your med pros and you're red, listen closely. Hey, I want to talk very briefly on, you know, if you are delinquent or about to be delinquent on medical readiness, you know, what are some things that we need to think about in terms of access to medical readiness and getting ourselves, as they say, green? And that just doesn't mean an upslip for all your pilots out there. That means fully green in your med pros. Colonel Wilkinson, what do you have for the listeners in that regard?
Yeah, so a lot of things that can make you not green in your med pros, but the things that we're going to focus on today briefly, just three things. So your PHA, that's your periodic health assessment, it's an annual requirement. It's pretty quick. You know, part one is online. That's on the soldier to go ahead and do that. Part two can be done virtually. So you can be completed virtually through one of our providers here at Lister. You can make an appointment through the central appointment line. We also have access and support from a virtual clinic out of San Antonio. It's called the Viper Clinic. We're going to put on our website and social media the number for the Viper Clinic. You can call them. You're authorized to complete your virtual PHA through the Viper team. And that's a huge extender for us. And we've had a lot of soldiers take advantage of that and seen some good improvements in our PHA numbers over the past month. PHA is one thing. Vision, hearing, those are the two other big ones that we just want to touch on briefly. So we have an optometry clinic here at Lister. They take walk-ins several times throughout the week. Again, we'll post those hours to our social media and website. Hearing, on the other hand, you know, all soldiers have been in the hearing booth. It's kind of the bane of our existence. Nobody enjoys it, but it is an annual requirement. You do have to make an appointment for the hearing booth. So you can do that through central appointments. You can stop by the audiology optometry clinic and make that appointment. And those are the best ways to go ahead and get off the top three for the hit list on medical readiness.
Well, I really appreciate that. That's a great roll-up, and I really appreciate all the comments that you had for us, Lieutenant Colonel Wilkinson. And, hey, I wanted to roll back up to my battle buddy, Sergeant Major Meredith Green. You know, her and I spent a lot of time talking through different things, and just like any good Sergeant Major, she often asks me how things are going. and then pauses and says, no, really, how are things going? And asks me and most of the folks in this room that same question often. But, you know, she has some other thoughts on, you know, from her time as a leader in the United States Army, some ways to kind of shape success for the holidays. So, Sergeant Major Green, welcome to the show and over to you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. We're very excited to be here. So I just want to take a few minutes to talk about during this time of the year being a good battle buddy. So battle buddy kind of is an Army term, but just we can think about being a good battle buddy loosely as just anybody, not you. So battle buddy can be a friend, a coworker, family member. It can be a stranger or someone you don't know that well. So holiday season, whilst joyous for some, it can be a very tough time for others. So a lot of stressors and triggers for this season. Loneliness, grief, isolation. This time of year, you kind of have the seasonal expectations that can be financial or social. Just not being able to be with family during this time can also be a stressor. So there's a lot of things that can weigh on people that we might not be aware of. So we need to be there for people. We need to know what's going on with people. Checking on people by just giving the gift of conversation. It just lets people know that they're cared for and it'll make a big difference in how they go forward. So you don't need any grand gestures. It can be just as simple as kind of simply assessing someone, looking at them, a note, just a word, a text. You see them out, kind of just join them. You can do anything to kind of offer support to people.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that, Sergeant Major. I think, man, the term that I'm a simple fella, so I have to like summarize in my own mind, but that essence of intentionality mm-hmm. with the people that you're around, you know, it can be a very stressful time. And you know, if many of you are kind of going into this stressful period of time, could be just a little bit because you just had a bad memory from last year, or maybe there's something that happened years ago, or maybe it's just a very stressful time because finances. You know, you're not alone. You don't have to figure it out by yourself. There's people that care. And the United States Army, just in my humble couple of decades, and it is just a fantastic project in being good team members and good battle buddies. It's in our culture. And so you're not alone. Well, Sergeant Major, I really appreciate that. You've been that for me, and I hope that everybody else hears it as well as a call. Less of a call if you are seeking help. Certainly you have ability to reach out, but what I'm hearing you say is reach out beyond yourself, come from behind yourself, and go out and be that support network for people. Take that first step for people. So thank you for that. Well, hey, team, I really appreciate it. Man, we could be talking all day, and most days we actually do. We just don't have a mic in front of us. So, but I do want to go back around the room real quick for any final closing comments that you might have for the team. Or for our listeners as it relates to the holidays or really anything else that you'd like to plug. First, I'm going to start over here with Lieutenant Colonel Thorpe. Any final parting thoughts?
Yes, I think the most important thing, and very simple thing, but just to wash your hands. I think sometimes we forget it. We get caught up in all the busyness of the holiday, but especially when we're traveling, we're around family members. Just wash those hands.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And it's the age-old row, row, row your boat. And it's one of those things where I look at COVID-19. I know I'm saying it again. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. But, you know, there's some good things that showed us, you know, the pandemic in terms of practices. So washing your hands is certainly one of those, particularly when we're dealing with lots of shared family and lots of travel and food and all kinds of things that add to it. So I really appreciate it. Well, I'm going to pass it over to Lieutenant Colonel Wilkerson for any other parting thoughts.
So if you've been stationed here before during the holiday block leave period, you know that it's an exodus, right? So it can be a bit of a ghost town. Just know that we're here, we're open. It's a great opportunity, like we already discussed, to knock out some of those medical readiness tasks or just to get in and be seen for something that you've been putting off. Other than that, have a great holiday and New Year.
Yeah, thanks for that. And over to Major Rankin.
Howdy, sir. We talked a lot about urgent care referrals, but I wanted to stress if you do need to go to the emergency room, that any emergency room in the United States is a cover benefit. You don't need a referral, whether you're a family member or an active duty soldier. So,
great way to capture that, too. Thanks for summarizing that. Sergeant Major Green, any parting thoughts?
I wish for everyone to have a happy and safe holiday season. If you need help, please reach out. And if you can help someone, please help someone.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, hey, I want to thank all of our guests for joining me again today. It's good to see returning members and seeing some new faces. At least I get to see new faces. The listeners just get to hear your lovely voices as we introduce into the next chapter. I am really excited about, to see about what the next year is going to be bringing. But you know what? I really have to stand here and reflect on the immense work of Lister Army Health Clinic here over the past year. It has been tremendous, and it is an amazing event to be, you know, commanders come for every 2 years. I'm kind of the individual that just kind of is passing through for a couple years, but I get to marvel at the immense effort, the competence, the character, the composure of the professionals that are within the walls of Lister Army Health Clinic, as well as our partners over at Brown Dental and the Vet Clinic, and the many other individuals across the post that help support the installation and the readiness and health of Fort Novacell. Just on behalf of everyone here at Lister Army Health Clinic, we're wishing you a very happy holidays, a very happy new year. We're excited about it, and we're excited about what the future brings for us. It's very bright indeed. This is Lieutenant Colonel Holt reminding you that your healthiest chapter is ahead, and that the only way is forward.
The Lister Health Talks podcast is produced by the Lister Army Health Clinic's Public Affairs Office at Fort Novacell. Join us in January as we discuss New Year's resolutions and ways to stay on track for a healthy and happy 2024. Stay healthy, Fort Novacell.